So if you look at Revelation, you see the ultimate end of this experience that we're in, and it goes back to the 24 elders falling down and worshiping God. That's in Revelation 4. And so the ultimate goal, or the ultimate end, the ultimate process, is worship. What's outside of time? What are the eternal truths? Worship, truth, love, the fruits of the Spirit. That's the ultimate goal. That's the Spirit. That's the walking in the Spirit, right? You can experience it down here, but it's almost like you experience it in spurts, because you're down here in the flesh, you're in the natural, and the sine wave's always hitting you. Not only your sin or your flesh, but other people, the people around you, especially the people who are just 100% in the flesh. You're rubbing shoulders, you might be going down the highway and somebody has road rage out of the blue, you know. People misinterpret things. People have different perspectives and so forth. People have preconceived ideas. They might have a race problem with you. They might be from a different country, a different way of thinking, just their different family of background. Anyway, the flesh, if you spell it backwards, is H, self, eternally selfish. So you're moving from the selfish flesh mind, the eternal selfish flesh mind, to the eternal state of worship. So you're moving from the flesh to the Spirit. So the ultimate goal is to move you to worship, is to move you from the selfish me, myself, and I, and it's all about me, and I'm the problem. And then when you wake up and you say, I'm the problem, it's me, you're moving away from the me or the self to the eternal mind or the eternal state. And you realize that everything you do is worship. Your job, washing dishes, fixing your car, riding down and paying your bills. Everything is down here. If you shift your mindset from flesh mind to spirit mind, you step into worship. Because even if I go down here to pay my water bill and I'm standing in line, you got these people in front of you who look miserable, you know, especially if you go to DMV, everybody looks like they're like from another planet or something. They look miserable. Most people are miserable. When you talk to them, they just don't seem happy. Maybe things changed since COVID. I don't know. They just don't seem happy. They seem confused. They seem lost. They just don't seem like they really got it together. And so you talk to these people. Their affections and their mindset is on what is happening right now, you know, in the natural. What's happening in the natural? They're standing in line. They're hungry. Their baby's crying. They gotta explain their bill. They gotta go to the counter. They're just sitting there thinking about the process that they're in the natural. But if you're standing in line in the spirit mind, you're thinking about the eternal truths. You're thinking about walking in the spirit, rightly dividing the word, witnessing, knowing that God is in control. He's going to allow you to pay this, get through this line, and whatever the process is to get through that line, you know that has a reason. It's all scripted. You know there's a reason you're there. You don't might necessarily want to be there, but you know there's a reason. And so no matter what it is, on the job, at the grocery store, whatever it is that you're doing, there was a reason that you were there, you know. You know that God has it all. There's always these interactions that were predetermined by God, you know. There's no such thing as a coincidence. So you know that God, who created this place before the foundation of the world, he had already had the script written. That is true. If it was true before the foundation, it's true today. In other words, if this was all planned before it was created, then while you're in it, moment by moment, day by day, it's easy to be planned. In other words, what I'm saying is, if God could plan 7,000 years, which most Bible believers believe the earth processes a 7,000 year, seven dispensations. Even if it was a billion years, even if it was a trillion years, God was there before. And if it's 7,000, if it's trillion, whatever you believe, if God planned it and pre-planned it before those thousands of years, then what is one day to God? Nothing. If he had it all planned out for thousands of years, what about today? What about the next 5 minutes? Is that hard for an omnipotent, omnipresent, all-knowing God? And so then you look at the eternal state about eating and drinking of that eternal life, right? So in the earth plane, you're eating and drinking of what? You're usually eating stuff that's dead. Even if you go out here and pick an apple off the tree, you've just disconnected it from its source and it's starting to die and you start to eat it. They kill animals, they're dead. They take a plant, chop it up, it's dead. They cut it off the vine, you know. So in the natural plane, you're eating dead stuff. It's dead. Unless you eat worms, they're moving around, you know, but that's not a good thing. But my point is, that's a sign of, that goes back to type and shadow of where the worm never dies in hell, you know. And so the death, the people going to hell, the people burning forever, the people who reject the truth, they're like a worm. They're just crawling around and moving around. They don't even know what they're doing. They're just wiggling and moving. They never have any rest or peace. There's no peace, saith the Lord, to the wicked. So my point is, the worm, the natural mind, has no rest. It's always wanting to eat something else, conquer something else, do something else. The eye is never full. The womb is never full, you know. All these women have all these 4 or 5 baby daddies, you know. Because the womb is never full, the Bible says. And so in the natural, it's just a continual process of trying to eat and drink of the natural. But in the spiritual, you're eating and drinking of eternal life, which is Christ. That eternal life. But down here in the natural, you're eating and drinking of the creation, which, as you can look around you, everything goes back to the dirt, you know. And so that's why it talks about the snake eating itself, the creation eating itself. Actually, the snake eating itself is a type and shadow of the loop-de-loop that the natural mind is in. And so the type and shadow of the flesh eating itself is the natural mind. But when you eat and drink of that eternal life, the eternal truth, the eternal spirit, you receive the eternal instead of receiving the natural. So when you go out here and you grab some food, right? You have to grab it in your hand, and then you have to eat it through your teeth, your mouth. You receive it. When you look at something, you receive it, right? When you hold something, you receive it. When you hear something, you receive it. It goes in your ear gate. which is a type of shadow, type and shadow of the woman. She has to receive seed to get a conception. So the natural realm is always receiving to get a concept. You're looking at something, the different shapes, the different colors. There's only limited shapes and there's limited colors. There's limited alphabet. There's limited phonics down here. There's a limit. And you can call those types and shadows or archetypes. And so you're looking and you're scanning around. You're scanning reality through your ear gate, through your eye gate, through your touch, your smell. You're scanning your situation. You're scanning your environment. You're receiving data. You're receiving information. And that information is drawing you to the truth. That information is drawing you to Christ. All this information that you're receiving in your five senses is to bring you back to your senses. But what is the ultimate sense? That you were created by God who was always there. He didn't have to create you. He knew you would fall into sin. Because Adam and Eve is really just a mirror image of yourself. So when you look at Adam and Eve, you're looking at yourself. You knew you would have done the same thing Adam and Eve did. The same choices they made, you make. If you receive Christ, you step out of the flesh mind into the spirit mind. But it's a process of God ripping out or pulling you out of that womb, eating itself, drinking, the snake eating itself. God is pulling you out of the snake loop, which is Babylon, which is Egypt, which is the flesh mind, which is the natural. He's ripping stuff away from you. He's actually ripping you out of it, but it feels like it's being pulled out of you, right? God is pulling you from the flesh to the spirit, but as you're down here, he's pulling all the pain, all the trouble, all the disappointments and all the stuff you try to reach and touch and all the goals and all that you try to get. He just rips it out from your, just pulls it out. People in your family die, your grandparents die, some people have kids die, some people have spouses die. People and things and stuff, ideas, concepts that you once believed, even as a child, you had to die to that way of thinking. Your family bloodline, you had to die to that. Your cultural lies, you had to die to that. The denominational lies, every lie that was been given to you in this place of darkness, in the flesh mind. As you step out of the gaslighting system and you start to tell yourself the truth, because not only did they gaslight you, but you gaslit yourself. And the reason that you believe they're gaslighting is because you were gaslighting yourself. This person is going to make you happy. This job is going to make you happy. You're gaslighting yourself. Because that person, that job, that thing, there's nothing new. They're not going to make you happy. Money's not going to make you happy. Nothing's going to make you happy. It's an internal thing. You can take a bad situation a lot of times and turn it around if you change. But a lot of times if you are around a narcissistic, psychopathic person or job or system or whatever, you got to get away from it, you know. But no matter where you run, you're still there. So that's why a lot of people, they change jobs, careers, marriages, cities, states, whatever. They're still not happy because they're still there, wherever they are. And to go from here to there, you have to go through the T. From here to there is HERETHERE. So to go from here to there, you got to go through the T, which is the cross. So if you really want to have an exchange life from here to there, you have to die. The letter T. You have to sacrifice the old way to receive the new way. So my point is, God is pulling you, ripping you, tearing you out of the flesh mind, into the spirit mind, from worshiping yourself, from worshiping the snake, to worshiping God. And he has to do it through the cycles of time, because the cycles of time are just a cycle, which is a birthing. So to birth you to the new state, moment by moment, day by day, you have to go through these cycles. And once you see that every day is the same, every day is a cycle repeat, your birth to your new state, your new mind, your new heart, a state of worship, a state of truth, a state of no gaslighting. You don't gaslight yourself anymore, and you don't accept the gaslighting around you. And eventually you'll cut their music off, the Gentile music, you'll cut the Gentile noise off, you'll cut the Gentile Hollywood TV shows off, because you've already seen it. You've already seen it. The foolish talk, the foolish people, the troublemakers, they all follow a pattern. All the criminals follow a pattern. All the scorners follow a pattern. All the thieves follow a pattern. All the psychopaths follow a pattern. All the murderers follow a pattern. They think they can escape it, but they can't. Because the program is to move you from this flesh mind to the spirit mind. And if you choose not to move that way, from the self-worship to worshiping God, then you're going down, and it's an opposite path. And that opposite path has a progression that spirals downward, just like the progression that spirals upward has certain patterns. The progression downward has certain patterns. And so you're going to see the patterns. You're going to see the precogs before the cog. You're always going to see the precog before the cog. And so the gist of the matter is this. God is ripping you out of Babylon, out of Egypt, out of the natural, into the spirit. But he has to do it through the cycles of time, because we resist it. Because just like the baby doesn't want to come out of the womb, it has to be pushed out. And so God is pushing out the new creature. And he wants you to agree with him. He wants you to choose that. But a lot of times we resist it because it was something, some kind of security blanket we thought we had that we're hanging on to. We're hanging on to this identity. We're hanging on to this habit, bad habit, or we're hanging on to this propensity or whatever it is, this belief system. And God has to rip that out of you. He's actually ripping you out of it, but he's trying to rip that out of you, is what it feels like, and move you to the next state. But he's actually ripping you out of the natural mind into the spirit mind. But it feels like he's tearing out and cutting out things that were painful, but actually those things are bad for you. And if you just like a person, okay, somebody says, well, I'm gonna sleep 4 hours a night. Well, you know that's not gonna happen. And they keep trying, and they start feeling bad and getting sick or whatever, workaholics or whatever you want to call it. And God has to slow them down. The universe has to slow them down. Long story short, what am I saying? I'm telling you that the eternal state is truth and love and worship and peace. It's contrary to the natural state. It's opposite. And so everybody's looking for peace down here. But it has to be internal. It can't be external. But you can create an environment with boundaries and so forth that push you, that help support that process. And that's what I think the natural, that's why they have sanctuaries and, you know, they call them, you know, some of the New Age stuff, they call them what, sanctums? If you think about Israel in the Old Testament, the God told them to build this tabernacle, and the Gentiles, and they had the Ark of the Covenant, right? And the Gentiles were always trying to plumb it, plunge, plunder the ark, the nation of Israel. And that's what's happening. So you put the boundaries up. Your body's a temple, and you're going around walking down here in the natural in your body, which is a temple, and McDonald's and Burger King and the chemtrails and all that's trying to plunder your temple, right? And the CIA, whether you believe this or not, I put a lot of thought in it for the last 10 years. The CIA is just trying to see in to plunder and to do MK Ultra mind control. And you have a lot of CIA agents around you all the time. The FBI, CIA, same thing. Freemasons, Jesuits, same thing. They're all the same. They're all working together. And so the whole system's trying to plunder the temple, which is really your body. The sugar, the chemicals, everything. Everything they're just trying to plunder. And these higher ups, there's low level minions that work for them, and they just believe the lies, you know. Anyway, long story short, God is moving you out of the natural to the spiritual. Your eternal state is worship. Your eternal state is truth. Your eternal state is agape. And you don't have to wait. You can step into it right now. But know that there are certain things that he's going to keep ripping out. But he's actually pulling you out of it. He's pulling it out of you, but he's also pulling you out of it. And what is it? It follows. What is it follows? The hive mind. The zombies, the vampires, the gaslighters, the narcissistic system. It's all death. It's a death cult. He's pulling you out of death into life. And that's the process that hurts. Because he's resurrecting you day by day, moment by moment. That's what sanctification is. Into that new state. From glory to glory. That's why when you walk in a room with a bunch of dead creatures, they know you're different. As soon as you walk in the room, they know you're different. Because they don't have the spirit of life. They're dead. When life walks in the room with a bunch of dead people, there has to be something going on. There has to be, it's like the positive and the negative attraction. They're attracted to you, but they're attracted in the energy of the flesh. And so even if you let them in your little world, they would just cause destruction because they're dead. They're death. You would try to pull them up, right? Condescend them in a low E state. E is spirit. Their spiritual state is low. Condescend to men of low estate. So you try to pull them up out of the miry clay, but they're dead. And they can't rise up because they're dead. They're gaslighting. They believe the lies of the system. They believe the world, the flesh, pro-life. They worship themselves. They worship the world, the flesh, pro-life. They worship death. And so you move to life because you worship the true God, which is God is light. God is love. And they love the darkness because the darkness loves death. And that's what you're in. I don't care if it's America, I don't care if it's Canada, I don't care if it's Russia, China, I don't care which nation, it's a bunch of dead people. Plain and simple. God is moving you out of the death cult into worship, into light, into truth, into eternity, and to escape time, which is just a loop. It's a program. It's a program that God is using to pull you out, to rip you out, day by day, moment by moment. So if you can control your own thoughts, control your emotions, you've arrived. If you just think on the truth and tell your emotions, like David said in the Bible, he says, he told his own soul to believe the truth. You can tell your emotions to believe the truth and not the lie. Don't let your emotions control you. Let the truth control you. And that's what this whole thing's about. Yeah, it looks bad. Yes, a lot of stuff going on. It's crazy. It's because there's a death cult. They love death. Look at all the Hollywood actors coming out, the way they're acting. They're admitting they love the way they dress, the way they talk, the way they... Everything about Hollywood is death. Everything about the music system is death. It's just dead. It's a death cult. And God is pulling you out of it. That's why it's so painful. Don't expect them. Don't expect most, very few people are going to be saved. Don't expect the world to leave the death cult. Your society's always been a death cult, but you're just waking up to see it, you know? It's becoming more and more obvious that most people love the death instead of the light. Plain and simple. That's what's happening.